It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, March 27th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American composer and teacher Patti Smith Hill, born in 1868 in Anchorage, Kentucky, just outside of Louisville. She is best known for co-writing with her sister Mildred the familiar tune which later became popular as Happy Birthday to You. She was a nursery school and kindergarten teacher and a key founder of the National Association for Nursery Education, which now exists as the National Association for the Education of Young Children. Patti's parents were passionate people who instilled in her and her siblings the importance of education, the value of play, and the necessity of working on behalf of others. Her father, William Wallace Hill, dedicated his entire life to ministry and education, which took the Hill family from Kentucky to Missouri to Texas. Her mother, Martha Jane Smith, was born in Pennsylvania, but as an adolescent moved with her brother to live with their aunt and uncle on a plantation in Danville. Martha Jane was intent on learning and passing along education to others. Defying convention and the law at the time, teaching the slaves on the plantation to read and write. Patti Hill's parents were committed to their children's education as a way to ensure their independence. Her father is reported to have said that it was a tragedy for women to marry just for a home. "Don't live with your in-laws," he said. "Don't do it, even if you have to live in a hollow tree." Empowered by her parents' encouragement, Patti graduated as the valedictorian of her class from the Louisville Collegiate Institute in 1887. She was an authority and leader in the progressive education movement of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. She also developed the Patti Hill blocks, large wooden cubes which children could use to create giant creative constructions. Of course, she is most familiar to us today as the co-writer of the tune to the song first known as Good Morning to All. The tune became even more popular as Happy Birthday to You during the early 20th century. At this same time, she was the principal of the Louisville Experimental Kindergarten School. This kindergarten was an early experimental model in modern educational methods and was honored at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893. Patti Smith Hill, who never married, was awarded an honorary doctorate by Columbia University in 1929. She died at age 78 at her home in New York on May 25, 1946, and she is buried in Louisville's historic Cave Hill Cemetery. She and her sister Mildred were posthumously inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame on June 12, 1996. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 27, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.